Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't president. He's just made in America.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Made in America. I've got a patriotic website. I'd like to get all of your attention and point it in this direction for just a minute. Look, the great thing about this country is the fact that we've been able to install, for the most part, fair, open elections. If you aren't taking a part of the process, you abdicate all your right to ever complain about anything politically, economically, socially in this country. I want to encourage you all to vote. We've got a primary coming up here. It's August 26th. I want to tell you, I consider myself a fairly politically astute, educated voter. Okay, I read the propositions. I study the candidates. I have found a website that I think it may have been around for a while. I just found it this election series. It's azvotes.azcentral.com.
Stan's typing it in. He's curious.
I want to know where you're going here, buddy.
You can actually go to rosieonthehouse.com.
Is there a link?
There's a link on the homepage, right-hand side, best of, AZVotes.
2014 Voters Guide. Keep going, Rosie.
And you plug in your address. They send you the ballot you're going to see in the primary for your particular districts. And the great thing about it is they're going to show you everyone you're going to have an opportunity to vote for with a biographical sketch and a background. So it is like this primer on everything you have the responsibility to vote for in the upcoming primary election. Please get out there and exercise your God-given American enforced right of voting, and please vote intelligently. Quit voting according to media soundbites. The website is azvotes.azcentral.com. And as long as I'm on websites, I'm going to give two more. I know we got callers on hold. We're going to go right to you. There's another website you've got to know about. For the staycation, it is the second annual Ultimate White Mountain Giveaway. The Springer Eagerville, those are two, the Springerville Chamber of Commerce's, those are two little towns just about 15 miles west of the New Mexico border up on the White Mountains. They're east of Greer, two beautiful little towns. The SEChamber.com, they're going to have one raffle. Limited tickets are being sold. Stan, I think you even scarfed up a couple tickets last year, didn't you?
I certainly did. Nancy and I got three of them, and we went to Springerville for the drawing for that raffle, too. We drove all the way up there to pick up our trailer and our truck.
One person is going to win an acre in Alpine, Arizona. That's at 8,500 feet. I think one of the most beautiful little towns in all of Arizona. That same person is going to win a 2014 Ford F-350 4x4 pickup truck. That same person is going to win a 40-foot Columbus fifth-wheel trailer to tow behind it. So you are going to be given everything you need for an Ultimate White Mountain giveaway. Go to sechamber.com and register. And your last website, I've got to let everybody know.
All right.
SummerInAZ.com is a website the Arizona Office of Tourism has come up with. And, folks, it's got a mobile app. No matter where you are right now, plug it in, take a look at it. It is an incredible website about giving you ideas on what to do in the summer in this great state, Arizona.
If you're a tailgater type and you'd like to be or be portable, or if you're looking to go camping, a great grill is the All-American Grill. Check it out at madeinamericastore.com. It is invented by the owner of that store, or the founder of that store, Mark Andahl. And he actually started that store with this All-American Grill that he made. It's compact. It's portable. It's easy to carry. It's less than 22 pounds. Stainless steel, adjustable size rack. Ideal for tailgating and camping.
Wasn't Jennifer going to buy one of those for a trial test and have that shipped out to us and so we could?
That was definitely on the list. Is that on the list? Items, yes. Check it out.
I think we ought to scarf one of those bad boys up and give it a shot.
A lot of fun. Let's get to our calls. We have John and Chandler starting us off on our barbecue topic show. Not barbecue, grilling topic.
We kind of use that word interchangeably.
It's a home improvement show, but every homeowner's got to eat, and it's a 4th of July weekend. We're grilling. John, what are you grilling?
Actually, I got a question for y'all. I had at work a couple months ago, we had a guy come in from the Arizona Crawfish Company and do some a big crawfish boil for us. And I am just trying to see about getting a good recipe. We're going to do a neighborhood crawfish boil here once it cools off again a little bit. And was wondering if I could get a good recipe. I figured you guys would be the ones to ask.
Why don't you call the company that came out? Were you happy with what they provided for you there?
How were the results of that?
Oh, it was fantastic.
All right.
Crawfish I've had since I left the South.
Excellent. Yeah, I would just call them back and find out what their recipe is.
Romy, does he know who you are?
Yes, it was Bobby that came out there. Romy, you were busy that week.
Was sitting right next to the guy that owns the company, so we ought to have the recipe pretty well memorized.
Exactly.
Romy, don't you have the recipes posted on your website?
It is the traditional Cajun boil, yes. And speaking of that, tickets went on sale yesterday for the annual Crawfish Festival. I didn't prompt John. If I know him... I can't draw his face to his name right now, but I didn't prompt this at all.
Okay,
but, yeah, ticket sales went live for the Crawfish Festival.
August 2nd.
Yeah, August 2nd, back at the Bison Ranch. The reason we pre-purchase tickets is it's just how we have to work with the laws of crawfish. If you are buying a crawfish, if I'm selling you a crawfish, it just like if I was going to sell you a buffalo,
right?
It would have to be farm-raised. I couldn't just go shoot it and serve it to you and sell it to you. You can't go catch crawfish in the wild and serve it to you. So if you pre-purchase your ticket, we buy the crawfish out of a certified farm from Louisiana and fly it over. So that guarantees you the crawfish. Then we catch and boil as much local as we can, but we can't charge for that. That's just something that festival attendees can go. But there's no guarantee you'll get any.
Right.
So pre-purchase tickets guarantees that we'll get your crawfish in. You can go to ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com. Check out the blog is where we've got all of our recipes. We put it on our blog, not our website, and as well as our ticket sales. So, John, thanks for the call.
Romy, how many pounds of crawfish did y'all serve last year at the first annual crawfish festival?
It was like 1,800 pounds is what it all came out
to. I pulled up to that, Rosie, and I pulled up the back where you guys had the Tom car out, and there was these huge styrofoam coolers, and it said fragile, fresh fish and all of this stuff, and I think, where in the world did he get this? And then it said, shipped live from Louisiana, air freight. I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's got to be a pretty spendy ticket to ship 1,600 pounds of crawfish from Louisiana.
Well, that's 1,200 we shipped. Okay. The other we caught and trapped and just served pro bono to festival attendees. The 1,200 were for people that bought crawfish.
But that was holy smokes. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Well, the great thing about the Crawfish Festival is we've been talking about enjoying Arizona. And I want to tell all of you who tend to enjoy fishing and getting on the waterways of Arizona and have kids, it is a great kid activity because virtually every body of water in Arizona has crawfish. So you don't have to go and hope to catch a fish. You can go with some crawfish traps, catch some crawfish. The kids really get a kick out of it. And then you got something to cook up for dinner or maybe even just hors d'oeuvres, depending on how big the catch is. But again, all those traps and how to do it and everything, you can find it all at the Arizona Crawfish Company. What a hoot. It's fun when a fun hobby turns into a passion that can actually pay a bill or two.
Exactly.
It's a tax write-off to get up to the mountains for the weekends, if nothing else.
I'm working. You talk about trapping crawfish. When we first got here, Nancy and I, we moved to Arizona years ago. We went fishing up one of the lakes up on the rim. And, I caught a couple of little trout and put them on a stringer and tied them to a log, and they were floating around in the shallows,
I know where this is going.
I caught another one, and I reached down for the stringer, and I pulled up about 40 crawfish that were chewing on the fish that they are definitely there.
Some of our biggest customers for trapping equipment are anglers that don't really want to eat them. they're just mad at them, and
exactly.
they'll throw out traps in their fishing area the night before to try and clear out the crawfish. So when their bait's in, mm-hmm. they're not having to change bait because crawfish are eating it off. So it's a lot of fun. It's a preservation effort, and it's a great time, family activity. ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com, brought to you by our friends at Sanderson Ford Tom Cars.
So when the number one home improvement radio show in Arizona gets off talking about crawfishing, is that a bunny trail?
we talk, address all of our callers' concerns, questions, comments, whatever. So I don't know. It's a food broadcast day, and crawfish is a food source, and that's what we're trying to teach. So we've spent so much time talking about it, I won't talk about how to do a traditional boil. We do have that link. We'll share it. Let's get to Jim wants to talk chicken out in Santan Valley. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning. I also have a hobo potato recipe, but, you know, before I even touch that chicken, I prepare everything. I put paper towels down. I've got a special cutting board. I got a special knife. I only use paper towels. And when I get done with that, whatever I'm doing with that chicken, and it goes in the pan, everything is cleaned up with a solution of bleach. I don't take any chances with chicken.
And how do you like to cook it once you've got it prepared?
I barbecue it. I use the beer can. I fry it. Anyway, it's okay with me as long as it's chicken. And I get my chickens from Georgia's, Springer Mountain Farms chickens, and you won't taste a better chicken than that.
Give me that name one more time.
Springer Mountain Farms chicken.
Springer Mountain Farms. I'll check that out.
They're out of Georgia. You can get betterchicken.com is their website.
Okay.
Now, for hobo potatoes, I take a large, large piece of heavy-duty tinfoil, spray it liberally with spray. I dice up potatoes, carrots, onions, celery, and I pre-cook some 8 or 10 slices of bacon. I put a layer of each one of those on the bottom of that tinfoil, put about 5 or 6 chunks of butter, 5 or 6 chunks of cheese. Make another layer and do the same thing with that, seasoning each layer liberally with pepper and salt, whatever seasons you want. Fold that up, put it on the grill. I usually wrap it twice with the heavy duty. I'll wrap it once, flip it over on another piece of heavy duty, and wrap it then, and the juices don't go out. Put it on the barbecue for about a half hour. Oh, my God. You won't taste anything any better.
That with your chicken, huh?
That's with anything.
Rosie, did you hear any butter being in that recipe?
Everything's better with butter.